Okay, we're picking up on Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We are at the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. The Gemara asks on the Mishnah, the first ruling, the Mishnah says that again, you can't put the beitza b'tzad ha-mecha b'shel shezgal, you can't place an egg besides the hot kettle on Shabbos that becomes roasted. So the Gemara asks, Ibailu Gilgal Mai, if someone actually did this, is he over a din d'oreisa of cooking on Shabbos? So that's the Shaila Lefi Rashi. Seemingly, how to explain what the shayla of the Gemara is. However, the Ran explains that no, the shayla was obvious that you'd be chayav if you cooked the egg. The shayla over here was that is cooking from toldas ha'or, is that a malacha daraisa? That's what the Gemara is wondering. That it's derivative of fire. That cooking from a fire for sure is daraisa when you cook directly on the fire. But cooking derivative of fire over here, when you're coasting on the heat of the kettle, that was a derivative. Maybe that's not a daraisa. And the Gemara is answering, no, it is. I'm Rav Yosef. Gilgal Chayav Chatos, that it is a Dereisa, told us or is a biblical din Dereisa. Agav the Yerushalmi seems to assume that told us or might not necessarily be a din Dereisa, but we Paskin, obviously, we assume that a Kli Rishon is Mevashel Midereisa, and that would be how we Paskin. We assume that that is full-fledged cooking Midereisa on Shabbos. So the Gemara now says, Amr Mar Brei Deravina, Afani Matzino Araya, four of Yosef's ruling, the Mar turning out the next time now, Kol Shabbat Bechamin Milfnas Shabbos, Shonis Bechamin B'Shabbos. Anything that was placed in hot water before Shabbos, you're allowed to soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Meaning that any salty item that requires soaking in hot water before Shabbos to be edible, it was sufficiently soaked before Shabbos, you can return it into a container of hot water, obviously not on the fire right now, the problem of Grufa Ketuma, since it was prepared for that way before Shabbos. So meaning you did it by cooking it. V'chol shelo ba b'cham nilfna v'shav, anything that was not placed in the hot water before Shabbos, not properly cooked, madichon oslo b'cham Shabbos, maybe rinsed with hot water on Shabbos, meaning rinsing is allowed because itself cannot prepare the salty food. It's not making it edible. So, but soaking would be aser. Soaking would be aser. So, chutz min amaliach. So again, you can rinse it, but you can't soak it. Chutz min amaliach hayashim akulias hispanis, except for these type of old salted fish and some type of Spanish fish also, which they're not even allowed to be rinsed because if you rinse them, that is going to be considered already cooking them. They might be Kali Abishal, but when we get to those sugyas over there, we'll discuss this more. But that's what the Gemara now says. Shadachasan zoig mar malachtam, because for them, rinsing my water is already completing the preparation. So what's the raya for us is that the fact that the Mishnah over here is saying that rinsing completes the preparation, Mishnah is implying that someone who rinses them is under violating a din to araisa of Bishal. And that is told us or. So we see a little further on that'd be told us that'd be a raya for told us or. The Firashi is just saying that this is an issue raya of cooking, Shema Mina, that we see that when something is slightly roasting, that would either the Firashi, meaning that if something slightly roasting, getting to the point where it's cooking, that's the Isser Daraisa. The further on, it's saying the Chiddush is that using told us or is the Isser Daraisa and bringing a raya from the Mishnah. Either way, both of them come out with those two statements. So the Mishnah also said, now analyzing the next part of the Mishnah, Veloyaf Giana Visudarin, someone shouldn't break open this egg and fry it upon these type of cloths, right? That are baked in the sun that are really, really hot. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi says that this would be mutter. So the Gemara now asks Kasha, Vihadisna, now that we learned in the Mishnah the following, Nostin Tavshil Tocha Bor Bishvil Sheyesh Shomer, you could place a cooked dish in a pit in order that it could be preserved well. Vesamayim Ayafin Barayim Bishvil Sheyitzanu, a good water in a type of stale water in order that it should cool off. Because you're allowed to place a cooked dish in a cool, dry pit in order to prevent it from becoming spoiled due to the heat, and also place a container of drinking water in a pool of stale water to cool it and protect it from the heat. That's what Rashi says over later on in Lakut Rashi. So that's the reason over there. So the Gemara says, Vesamai may often beray mishol shitana, Vesatzona bechama mishol shicham, and cold water in the sun in order that it should be heated. So the Gemara now says, Leimer Rabbi Yosi v'le Rabbanan, so we say that this Mishnah allows you to cook in the heat of the sun. Is that only Shitas Rabbi Yosi and not the Chacham, and the Chachamim allow you, seem to say that it's usher to cook in toldas chama. So the Gemara says, well, that's what the Gemara is about to actually point out, that there's a difference between directly cooking from the sun and cooking from a derivative of a toldas chama. So the Gemara now says, Amar of Nachman, v'chama dekuli amal lo pligi dishar. Everyone agrees with cooking in the sun itself is mutter. Why? So this is a really important Rashi over here. Rashi says that when it comes to chama, it's mutter because Rashi says it's ein derech bishulu bekach. That is not the way one normally cooks. So the shaila is, why is Rashi saying the statement? So Rav Moshe had a famous diuk in this Rashi, and he says that Rashi is telling us that if it does become the way to cook in the sun and using derivative of the sun, a heat method, then it would be an iser d'oraisa and it would be a problem d'oraisa of cooking. And that had a big nafkamina. That is why Rav Moshe held that cooking in microwaves is an iser d'oraisa of bishul, even though there's no fire source at all. He holds that was chama. And just like chama, Rashi says, ein derech bishul b'kach, it becomes the derech to cook in the microwave, which people do. It's a shayla though. People say that no one really cooks, they only heat up. Okay, that's a shayla. But Lamaisa Rav Moshe says that since people do that, it creates a full-fledged bishul d'oraisa. And that would mean that you're cooking in d'oraisa if you use a microwave on Shabbos. That was why someone asked him about your chol extra, because the best we try to minimize chol on Shabbos as much as possible, so you could heat up water for them in a microwave. Rav Moshe says, no, it's the same thing as heating up with a fire because they're both in iser d'oraisa. That was Rav Moshe's famous shita. Others, Rav Shlomo Zalman, disagreed. He held it's only iser d'rabanan. It's not really cooking at all. And this also has an afkamina, just another interesting afkamina when it comes to bishul akum. That if I think it's a machlokas, the different vada kashrus when it comes to Dunkin' Donuts is cooking eggs, an egg and cheese bagel. So when they cook the egg for you, so they put the egg in the microwave and they put it for you. When it comes to bishul akum, so would there be a problem of having them heat up the egg? According to Rav Moshe, that's bishul akum, you're cooking for you. However, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think that would not be an issue, and I'm pretty sure the different vadim have different guidelines when it comes to that. Are they allowed to cook an egg for you in different Dunkin' Donuts? At least this was Matthias a few years ago and did the sugya, but that's what comes out. Very important Rashi of why chama, according to everyone, is mutter, because chama is not a normal way of cooking. That is a very important Rashi for us. So the Gemara continues now, either way, going back to the Gemara now, says that that's mutter. Told us, or everyone agrees, that using derivative of fire, like we said, with toy, come on, we'll to usher, we assume that's an iser d'oraisa. Ki pligi be told us chama. What about using a derivative of the sun? Not necessarily something that the sun itself, but like over here, these cloths that were heated up by the sun, is that usher or not? So the Gemara says that there's a machlokas Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim. Mar Savar Gazirin told us Chama, Atu told us Or. So the Rabbanan hold that we say that really it's not an Isra Raisa at all. Everyone agrees to that. Because Chama is not an Isra Raisa. Obviously the derivative of Chama is not going to be any more than that. But Chama, we're afraid that you're going to get confused. That people are going to see that this was heated off of, and you're using something that's boiling hot. So they're going to come to get confused and think that you're allowed to use tolda of fire, the derivative of fire, which is an iser d'oraisa. So therefore, we're gozer even on tolda schama, and you're not allowed to use tolda schama, derivative of fire, at all. However, Rabbi Yossi, we don't have such a machlokas over here. We don't have such a din. Not, we don't have such a din derabanan that says it's chumra. You're allowed to make it on tolda sa'or as well, according to Rabbi Yossi. That is, she does Rabbi Yossi that he is make it. We follow the Chachamim, that it's usher to use toldas hachama. I'll just mention another nafkamina, a very interesting case, where Shlomo Zalman has a big kula. Originally, things changed in the Metzias, but the famous Dud Shemesh in Israel, the way that they heat up the water in Israel is very different than America. They have the economically eco-friendly thing where they have basically it's like a magnifying glass from the sun that heats up the water, and it's using all the power of the sun. So Rav Shlomo Zalman originally matired it before they added all the electrical components, but he said, even if you want to tie it, that it was a fascinating svara because l'chora, it's a low plug, but he says, even if we want to assume it's told us chama and you'll get confused with it, the fact that its name is Dud Shemesh, it's a Dud Shemesh, everyone's calling it a Dud Shemesh, at the heat of the sun, then obviously no one's going to get confused and think that it's told us, that it's going to get confused with told us or. Therefore, if Shlomo Zalman was originally Mekel, then they started adding electrical components, and he said it was Usher later on, but the original Svara, fascinating, comes from our Gemara. Even he assumes that the Gemara, when it says told us Achama is Usher, only because you get confused. If you're never going to get confused because you call it Dud Shemesh, Rav Shlomo Zalman held that it would in fact be Mutter. He had other Svaras to assume Sikrish Lelichle, but that was one of the main Svaras that he used to be Makel originally on the Dud Shemesh. Okay, continuing in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, someone shouldn't bury the egg in the sand in order for it to be roasted. So the Gemara now says, why doesn't Rabbi Yossi disagree if he holds that told us Achama is okay? The Vliflig, Nami Rabbi Yossi, Baha, why doesn't Rabbi Yossi assume that this case should be Mutter? As well, we don't see Rabbi Yossi come along and pipe him and say that it's permitted. The Gemara assumes that he assumes that Rabbi Yossi agrees that burying it in the hot sand is usher. So the Gemara gives two reasonings. Rabbi Yossi over here agrees that it's usher over here because someone's going to insulate it with hot ashes. So if you're insulating with hot ashes, then you would come to do an iser d'oraisa of hatmana, and that would be an iser d'oraisa of doing it with hot ashes. That would be a din d'oraisa, and that would be the chashash. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree that it's usher. Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef Amar, Nishan Mazid Afar Mukoma. Rav Yosef agrees that Rav Yosef agrees that this is usher because Rav Yosef says that Rav Yosef in the Tana agrees, right? It's a little confused over here. So he says that it's mutter over here, it's usher over here because when you're burying the food, you're moving the earth from its place. The shayla is, what isser is that? Rashi says, that the Israel over here, you're going to do mashver gumos. There's a dinder isa of choresh, of plowing, that is someone who is going to move the dirt and dig a hole, and digging the hole, and how you do it, that's right, like, those assume that it's not a dinder isa, but Rashi says, the way you do it, it become a dinder isa. That is Rashi assuming that's the Isser over here. According to Rashi, according to Tosfos, the Isser is muktzah, just in general. Sand is muktzah, you know, not something you think that you're going to use on Shabbos, so therefore, it's usher to you move it, Rav Yosef holds that it's muktzah, and therefore, even moving it indirectly is going to be, even Tiltum and Atzah, Tosfos says, is going to be usher. That's how Tosfos come up in, and that's, I think that shita was ended up with how he paskin. But either way, that's the two ways of explaining it. So the Gemara asked, "My benayu, what is the nafkamina? What's the practical difference between these two shitas?" The Gemara answers, offer tichuach. The practical difference is going to be them when you have loose earth, according to Rabbah. If it's all about Shemayat Mimberemetz, there's no difference what type of earth you're using. It's still a gzera, it's going to be usher. According to Rabbi Yossi, though, it's going to be permitted. So that would be depending on the two answers. According to Rashi, right, then there's no concern that someone's going to dig a hole with this type of loose earth. According to Tosfos, that this type of loose earth is not going to necessarily be, you're not going to be moving the mukta in a way that would make it usher. That's how Tosfos would explain the Gemara with the answers. So now the Gemara has a kasha Rabbi Yossi. If the Gemara says, Mesi vei, the Gemara is a kasha based on the following brisa. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Megal Gal Meitzel Gabi Roseach. One is allowed to roast an egg slightly on a roof that was hot, and this was heated by the sun. However, someone's not allowed to roast an egg on a lime that was heated by the fire. So the Gemara now says, Bishlam Anam Gzeira Shamayat Min Beremetz. Now, according to the one Rabba who says that burying food in the hot sand is usher because you're going to come to insulate it with the hot ashes, like Lamegzar. There's no reason for applying the case of roasting on the top, on the roof of the egg. Why not? Because there's not enough sand there which you're going to bury the egg. You're just placing it on the surface of the roof. There's no way, Shemayat Min Beremes. There's no sand up there. But according to Rav Yosef, who says that it's all about moving the earth from its place, Ligdrab, that there is enough earth, why don't you move it over there? So the Gemara says, Stam Gag, Leis Be Afar. The typical roof doesn't have loose earth on it, therefore the Chshash doesn't apply, even according to Rav Yosef. The Gemara, again, is going to try to reject Rav Yosef. The Gemara says, Tashma, Maisa Shasu Anshe Tveria, the Vyasul Shonachom, our Mishnah, that what happened over there, that the people of Tveria had this pipe of cold water to the canal of hot spring water, and the Chum said to them, if the water that you had through the pipe was hot water that was manually made on Shabbos, it's going to be usher to bathe and drink from it. So the hot spring of Tver, the Gemara was assuming that they weren't deriving their heat from a fire, they're getting it from the sun. And yet Rabbi Yossi agreed that it is going to be usher. So the Gemara is saying, why would Rabbi Yossi agree that it's going to be usher? Bishlam Adal Mar Gzeira Shamayat Min Beremetz. According to Rabbi, understand why Rabbi Yossi would agree that it's going to be usher. Hainu Demidatzmana, because this is analogous to burying an egg in the hot sand. It's a similar case. Why? Because the pipe of cold water, Rashi explains, that was it has a matminit. You're covering it in the hot water, and that's like hatmana. That's like insulating over there, and then that would be an extension of this din over here. So it makes sense that the case of Tveria would be usher. However, Laman Damar Nation Mazda from Koma, but according to Rabbi Yosef, assume that Rabbi Yosef's only reason for ushering it was because you're moving the earth. Michael Amimer, what are you going to say over here? There's no reason connection moving any earth when it comes to the water pipe of the people of Tveria, and Rabbi Yossi seems to agree that this case would be usher like the Chachamim. So the Gemara answers for Rabbi Yossi. The Gemara says, Misfart Maisa Tveria Asefakai. No. The case with Maisa Tveria was not on the last Mishnah about beer banger and then the hot sand and the chamim to allow it, and then that was what it was going on. Rather, it's going on a Reisha Gai's Tom in the first case of the Mishnah, which was Lo Yafkina Besudran Rabbi Yossi Mater. Someone shouldn't break an egg open on these hot cloths and use it as it told us earlier. Rabbi Yossi permits it, and then it says the case of the water pipe from Tveria, and the rabbis are saying, so the Gemara asks though, the Gemara says, Vahachi Karmer later Rabban Rabbi Yossi, but Rabban responds to Rabbi Yossi, I might say Anshe Tveria to told us Chamahu. They asked the Kasha though. They said, the way that the Rabbi Yossi is going to explain the Mishnah is that they were asking a raya from the case of the people of Tveria, which involved heating cold water, and the source of the heat was from the sun, told us of the sun rather, not from the sun itself, and it's going to be usher. So the Asher Rabbi Rabbi said it's usher to use it on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi answered, Amar Lehu, El told us Orhau, that the heat of the springs from the Tveria is not considered, you think it's told us Chama, that it's coming from the sun, told of the sun, and that's how it's heating up the water? No. The Chama Tveria are coming to Chalpe Bischa de Gehenim, the waters of the fire of Gehenim, literally hell, right? The underneath, which is burning from the ground, that's like told us or, and that's why it's usher, even according to the Chachamim. That's why you don't have a raya from the case of the Chachamim, because really they're talking about told us haor. So okay, the Gemara says a new rule. Amar Rav Chista, turning on to the next Talmud. On the basis of the case, what the people of Tavera did, and their Rabbanan said that it's Aser, but la hatmana b'davar mosif helva. We learn that it's going to be Aser, it's Aser to use material that increases heat, even on Erev Shabbos, because they ran this pipe through the hot springs before Shabbos, and then we are assuming that the water was Aser still to use on Shabbos. So therefore, we assume that it's usher to do such a thing, even on Erev Shabbos. That's what we come out of here. Anything that's adding into it in Erev Shabbos is going to be the Isra Atmana on Erev Shabbos. Okay? The Gemara now continues. Amar Ula. So Ula says, Halacha kan shei tveri. The Halacha follows the people, the practice of what the Chachamim, what the people of Tveria said, and not what the Chachamim who said that it's usher to use the water pipe. That's what Ula wants to taina. And so now the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Chanan responded, no, Kfar Tzarvino Anshe Tver L'Sanayo. The people of Tver themselves agreed with Pesach of Chachamim. They broke their pipes already. They followed Chachamim, and they agreed that the Halacha follows Chachamim L'Hur Chumra, and we don't pass in like Yula, we don't pass in like Anshe Tver, we pass in like Chachamim, then it's Aser. So now the Gemara wants to continue analyzing this case of the Anshe Tver. Maisa Jansha Anshe Tver, according to part of the Mishnah, and the Chachamim said if the water, again, was flowing through their pipe on Shabbos, It is not like the hot water that was heated mainly, and it's not. Then if it was heated on Shabbos, it's going to be usher. So the Gemara now analyzes the statement. My rechitza. What type of bathing are the Chachamim referring to when they said that the water is not allowed to be used? Ilam rechitza kogufo. If you want to assume that we're talking about bathing someone's entire body, you're going to tell me that using hot water only that was heated on Shabbos by these hot pipes are going to be usher, but if it was heated before Shabbos, it's going to be mutter? That can't be. Vatanya, Cham and Shulchan be'erev Shabbos, we're going to see this based in the next daf. There's a concern of Gzeiras HaBalanin, that if you have hot water that was heated before Shabbos, L'machor Ritzman Panav Yadav Ragla, the following day, someone is allowed to wash his face, his hands, and his feet with them. Avalo Kogufo, but you're not allowed to wash one's entire body. Because again, Gzeiras HaBalanin, we're going to discuss it tomorrow, that they used to heat up more, they used to have people mamish on Shabbos heating up, they would have the goy do it, and they would have them do it for you. So, but we have a gzera that it's usher to bathe your entire body with hot water, even if the water was heated before Shabbos. So, and then, however, lemachar ochesban of a local gufa, but entire body is going to be usher, even on a food of Shabbos, so it can't be that this Mishnah was talking about your entire body. It must be talking about alapan of yadav raglav, rather, that we have to assume that the Mishnah is talking about washing one's hands, his face, and his feet, which is permitted with water that was heated before Shabbos, and is going to be usher only if it was water that was heated on Shabbos. That's what we're assuming right now. And the Gemara now says, Ema Seifa Del, but then the Hemshech of the Mishnah over here, Biyomtov Kecham and Shechmach Biyomtov, that when it comes, that if the water would flow through the pipe on Yontiv, not on Shabbos, then it's going to be like hot water that was heated on Yontiv. And what was that? What would the Bedin bin? Vasurin Rechitzim Mutar Mishtia. It's usher to bathe with them, but it's permitted for drinking for them. So now, if the Mishnah is discussing that it's usher to wash with them, the Gemara is going to say that this is going to be following Shitas Beit Shammai that we're about to see in Napi Sila. The Gemara says, suggest, Lema Tanan Stamaki Beit Shammai, then you're assuming that our Stam Mishnah is ruling like Beit Shammai. Usually we always pass it like Stam Mishnah. If a Stam Mishnah is like Beit Shammai, that's very difficult because we never pass it like Beit Shammai, we pass it like Beit Hillel. So it can't be that our Mishnah is lining up with Shitas Beit Shammai. How do we know our Mishnah is lining up with Shitas Beit Shammai? Because Beit Shammai hold the following, this none. They hold in the Mishnah, Beit Shammai Omrim, Lo Yachem Adam Cham in the Raglav Elam Ken Ruin Lashtia. They hold a person is not allowed to warm up water only if it's used for drinking. If it's not used, if it's used to wash yourself, it's going to be usher. They don't know the principle of mitoch. The Beisila Matir and Beisila hold that there's a concept of mitoch. The mitoch shutra the tzorach that is mutter to heat up. The pasuk says explicitly, "Ach lechol nefesh lechol nefesh." And the pasuk tells us your woman is allowed to cook for food. So there's a concept of mitoch that once it's allowed for food, it's allowed for other things that are mutter on yontiv as well. So that is what Beisila hold, but only washing one's hands, feet, and face. They do not allow you to wash your entire body because that's not shaveh lechol nefesh. This will be something that is shaveh for nechas that everyone for do. Everyone is allowed to do. But if we're following that, though, our Mishnah says, though, that it's usher to wash your face and wash your and do things like that on yontiv. Why should that be? It should be usher. It should be mutter like Beis Hillel. So the Gemara now wants to answer this. Amar Rav Ika bar Chanan el Shtatif ben Kogufa Askinan. Our case is dealing with showering, not bathing. Now, an Arab Mishnah holds that the Isser against bathing in hot water that was heated before Shabbos does not extend to rinsing the entire body. And this Mishnah is going to be following the Shita of the Tana of Reb Shimon that we're going to see the following three Shitas. The Tana, the Breisa quotes three Shitas. Now, Lo Yishtatif Adam Kogufo Bein Bechamen Bein Betonim. Someone is not allowed to rinse his entire body with either hot water or cold water on Shabbos. Mayor holds that you're not allowed to have either one. Either one is going to be usher because it's similar. It was very similar between the two of them, and then the Gezeiras HaBalani he thinks is going to apply to cold water as well. That it's going to be usher because it may a low plug even for cold water. But Shimon Matir, Shimon permits rinsing entire body with either hot water that was heated before Shabbos or with cold water. If the hot water was heated before Shabbos, again only yada pana v'ragla, but not your entire body, would you be allowed to do that? So again, he's assuming that it doesn't go to both. That is the Shita of Reb Shimon. He would agree, though, that it's forbidden to rinse with water that was heated on Shabbos, like the Chametz Tveria, because, again, that could obviously lead to confusion. That's Reb Shimon. And that would be how our Mishnah is following. That's how that's the Iker Shita for our Mishnah. And Reb Yehuda would be assuming, Omer, Bechamin Aser, that when it comes to hot water, it's going to be Aser, even if the water was heated up before Shabbos. But so much ever, with cold water, it's going to be permitted. So our Mishnah, again, like we pointed out, is following Shita's Reb Shimon. So the Gemara says, "Amar of Chista Machlokas Bekli," that their Machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda with rinsing with hot water is only with things that it was used with the kli, with the vessel. However, Bekarko they recall Mutter, when it comes to water that comes naturally from the ground, everyone agreed that it's going to be permitted to rinse with it. So, okay, that's what the Gemara suggests, and so then the Gemara now says, we'll explain a little bit further. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the reason that we're assuming that Xeris of Aladdin is extending to the water that you're using with rinsing over here, because everyone knows it's forbidden to cook with Shabbos, but a certain person is going to think that you're allowed to mix cold water with hot water. That's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Chista is assuming that the Rabbanan said that this is only with regards to water that's with the vessel, because that water is obviously heated with the fire, then you're going to think a person's going to get confused. But from the ground, there's no such chash, no one's going to come to get confused. That's how the Rashi seems to imply. That's the Gzera over here. So the Gemara now says, though, Hamaisan Shitvera Bekarka Avivasra Rabbanan. That can't be. Because the case of Tveria was water that was naturally heated from the ground, and there Chachamim also said that it's Aser on Shabbos. So it can't be that was Bekli. Everyone says that it's Mutter. Bekarka Tveria called Mutter. So the Gemara now says, you're right, Ella, it Marach, you have to amend it to say that Rav Chista meant the following. Machlokas Bekarka. The Machlokas is regards to water that was heated up in the ground. However, Bekli Tveria called Aser. For water that's in the vessel, everyone's going to agree that it's Aser, like the Maisa of Anshe Tveria, and that is what we hold. So the Gemara now says, Amar Amar Yochad and Alacha, like Rabbi Yehuda, halacha follows like Rabbi Yehuda. The more machmir shita, not like our Stam Mishnah, that would be permit. It would be usher to bathe or rinse entire body on Shabbos with hot water, even if it was heated before Shabbos, and also. When it comes to yantiv, so then it would only be mutter yadav panav v'raglav to wash your hands, your face, and your feet, but not your entire body. So what about a cold shower? So the Mishnah Berurah says it seems to be the minog is la'asr. Rav Moshe questions that. Rav Moshe thinks that there's no necessarily minog to assume that it's asr to wash your body with cold water. Let's say it's 100 degrees outside. You walked a half a mile in the boiling summer hot heat. You just want to take a shower to just wash off how sweaty you are. Is it mutter to take a cold shower? So Rav Moshe writes that really he doesn't think there's necessarily a minog la'eser. However, he says, though, in America, it became ki'ilu minog because of the fact that if you turn on the hot water, it's an issur d'oraisa, so people don't take any showers. So he thinks that lechachila, a person should be machmir. If there's tsar, then there might be room to be mekel. Others are even more mekel with taking a cold shower. I think poskei Eretz Yisrael were more mekel, if I'm not mistaken. That's what comes out of that. In terms of showering, just point that over here because what about showering on yantiv? So Rav Shlomo Zalman has a big kula. He says that nowadays it is shavah l'chol nefesh for everyone to shower. People shower every single day. So then Rav Shlomo Zalman held that it would be mutter to shower your entire body on yantiv. That was a big kula. A lot of poskim do not accept the shita of Rav Shlomo Zalman. So if someone's talking about Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Neventzal, Shlita I know does hold like this psak, that someone's allowed to shower with hot water on yantiv. However, others, a lot of people are machmer and yantiv yoma. The next yantiv is coming up 2 days from now. So tomorrow actually, so tomorrow night. So you have to ask your Rav what he holds about it. Some are more makel, just yanav pavna v'raglav. Again, you have to ask your Rav what you would hold. So going back to over here, so now the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef said to Rav Bar Chana, did you hear this explicitly, that Rabbi Yochanan was passing like Rabbi Yehuda, or did you think that, did you infer from something that he said that he held like this? So the Gemara says, Ma'akla, what would you have been inferring? From the fact that the following statement, that's where you got your inference from. Damar of Tancham, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Amar, should be amended to Rebbe. Whenever you see two Tanaim disagree and the third one is trying to to machria, mediate between the two of them. Halakha different machria. The one who is mediating between the two, we usually follow like that one. Chutz mekule matlenos, except for the case that we saw before with regards to the rags. What's considered insufficient? Okay, that's what we saw before on the Gemara on Chavtes. You could look there. So the Gemara now says she'afal bishar b'lazer machmer Rabbi Yishu Mekel Rabbi Akiva machria in halakha derivya machria. There we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva's machria who's mediating. Why not? Because chadir Rabbi Akiva talmudu. Because that case is an exception because Rabbi Akiva is trying to mediate, but he was a talmud of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And the halacha is we don't follow the halacha does not follow talmud makom rabo. Ve'od ha going on to the next level now. Hadar be Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva himself. Hadar be legaver Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva himself went back on it. So therefore, this statement. So you would have hold like this. Maybe this would have been your mechlala. That would be how you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is mediating between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. We should paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, okay, but that was with regards to one exception. So what would be the problem if he didn't infer from that statement? So the Gemara says, why was Rabbi Rachana assuming that there would be a bad inference if that was the case? So the Gemara says, because it would be a bad inference, Dilma Hanamila Vimasnisin. Maybe this rule that we said about the mediating, having someone mediate, that Rabbi Yochanan said this rule is only with regards to the case of the Mishnah. However, Braisala, when you have a case of a Braisala, maybe the rule doesn't apply that when you have three shitas and one is trying to create a mediation between the two of them, we're not going to paskin like the mediation in a Braisala, only in the Mishnah, and therefore you can't derive from Rabbi Yochanan that we'd hold like this, because our case is a case of a Braisala, that case of Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yehuda is only a case of a brisa, so maybe you can't paskin like that. So the Gemara answers, Amar Lei, Ana Befer Shmeli. So says Rabbi Bar Chana that I heard this explicitly from Yochanan. You don't have to worry; it's not an inference, and therefore you can trust my psak on this. That we follow Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, we'll finish here. Adkan for today.